Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go. It's Friday, and this is the show that sweeps it at the top of this hour on Fridays, 8 o'clock Pacific in the morning, 11 o'clock if he's back east, or he gets an early rise on the West Coast, too. It's Berg in the Bullpen podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend. To me, San Francisco Giants, Alex Berg. He's in Atlanta, yours truly producing it in Los Angeles, Mark Mancini, 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more of him, less of me, let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Alex, how are you today?
I'm doing really well. I really went wandering around outside Atlanta and just enjoying some nice weather. Nice to see the sun with that goes with heat rather than San Francisco. We just see the sun and ultimate wind and cold.
Well, and let everybody know how they can get a hold of you as well.
They can find me on Twitter, and that's AMBULG, and that's on Twitter.
Hey, just to let you know, you're in Atlanta, and I know, you know, you've probably kept little tabs on this back home, but we're supposed to get a tropical Hillary coming through Baja, California. It's going to hit maybe L.A., San Francisco a little. I don't know, but I'm saying to myself, hey, I didn't move overnight to Florida. Is that wild or what?
It's crazy to see how much rain Southern California is getting right now. And, I mean, it just never happens down there, and now it's here it is.
Yeah, I'm not a meteorologist, but I'm saying to myself, tropical storm, the last time something like this came out here had to be in the 30s or something, and I wasn't even born then, but it's crazy to think people are preparing wind gusts and all this. Maybe the deserts, maybe the mountains will get it, but, man, maybe this thing will just be a light rain by the time it actually hits, because I've seen some of these things living back east and stuff. Yeah, by the time they actually hit land, sometimes they'll do damage in one state where they won't do as much damage as it comes up the coast.
That's what I'm kind of hoping. I hope it kind of fizzles out in the middle, and that way we're not dealing with too much of it, you know, just as the country as a whole. Like, you just don't, with what Maui's dealing with and what, like, all these different people are dealing with, like, the last thing I want is just another something else
yeah.
like that to go on and have to deal with,
nope.
or, you know, have other people have to deal with this kind of thing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Prayers and thoughts to the people in Hawaii, too, for that one. They're in our prayers every day, so yeah. Hey, when you're in Atlanta, and we talked about it in the pre-chat, man, I tell you, if I had an off day or something, probably get up there to the Masters, get some golf in. But we got to know somebody, maybe people listening to this show, or maybe down the line we could find somebody that has access to that where you guys can get in there and play a little golf.
Oh, man, that would be – I think Buster Posey's got it in there. I know he's played with a couple of our guys out there before, but he's been around a little bit, and I think he's going to start being around a little bit more. But, yeah, I think he's the only person I know and don't even know him personally. They would even have a little bit of access over there.
Right. Now, okay, you're a big golf aficionado. When you look at the Masters, would that be in your top three of playing on a golf course? Would that be the bar of all the golf courses across? I mean, there's some great ones in San Diego. There's some great ones around. But being in Georgia right now, would the Masters be at the bar of that thing for you?
Oh, yeah. I think Augusta National, number one course. I mean, think about it. It's the only major played at the same course every year. You think about, like, in order to be a member there, you have to do crazy things. You have to be some kind of – you have to be somebody – I mean, just the exclusivity of that place just to get there. I mean, that would be – I think that's number one for sure.
Yeah, we got to get that off your bucket list, man, one of these days. You got to work on that. You know, progress over regress, baby steps, but we got to get you into that thing. Hey, let's relive the last few games and stuff. That crazy one against Tampa when Luke Rayleigh hit an inside the Parker deal on you, that was crazy, bouncing in and off the walls. It happens sometimes, but the first indication I thought maybe a double, but then that thing kind of skips around, takes some weird bounces. Have you seen anything like that in quite a while?
I've never seen anything like that. I think when you look at like the StatCast thing on it, it's a home run in all 30 ballparks. And the crazy part is it didn't go out in our bar. Angle right there, I mean, it's got to be one in a million. But, I mean, if you hit that angle perfectly the way they did, because it hit the wall, and then it hit the top of the fence, and then just ricocheted past both of our outfielders that were kind of like taking a line to it. And, I mean, I've never seen anything like it. That was crazy. And he's moving.
Yeah,
he's
and, you know, when you look at the last series, Tampa, the Rangers, the Angels. Now you're in Atlanta. We'll get into that momentarily. You go to Philly. Do you feel like the playoffs have already started for you guys?
It does feel like that a little bit. I mean, it's been an absolute gauntlet. I mean, you keep looking at all these teams, and I mean, Tampa's unreal. The Rangers' offense is about as good as it gets. And then they weren't even that healthy. So, I mean,
right.
Yeah, it was, I mean, obviously, anytime you look at the Angels, and we had to face Shohei, and they didn't even have Trout, so, I mean, these teams are something else right now, and, you know, coming into Atlanta, I think they're the best team in the league, and, I mean, it's a grind. I mean, we're kind of going through it right now, but it's good. You get to see where you're at, and, like, you want to play for a long time in this game, and if you want to play deep into October, you got to beat these teams, and you got to know what you're doing against these teams.
Well, and you bring up a great point, because what I look at is, and I've always looked in you know, it's kind of like football. Everybody might look at a quarterback, a running back, a wide receiver. I want to look at the offensive, defensive lines. I want to get in the trenches. When I look at teams that start to, you know, take 9-10 game leads on other teams, the first thing I'm thinking is I'm not really worried about them as much as positioning myself for October, because they're not bringing in that double-digit lead in October. It's all about the matchups. It's all about rolling the series. And if we can roll them, and we saw last year with the Padres doing that to the Mets and Dodgers, that it doesn't come down to, well, I had a 20-game lead on these guys. They beat us in three games, so we still have a 17-game lead. No, they're out of it. You guys keep continuing. So I love the position you guys are in, sitting at that second playoff spot. Just keep the other teams out of there, and then just position yourself to lay the chips where they might lie. And these other teams that have the big leads, like Atlanta and L.A., would have to worry about you more so than you worrying about them. Any point to that?
I think so. I think we're dangerous. I think, you know, anytime we're – because you look at our team, like, we haven't even been full strength for more than what feels like a month. I mean, we're constantly kind of like piecemealing the things together, and we've had a lot of guys show up and step up and play really well. But, I mean, realistically, like, we're still missing Mitch Haniger. We're still missing Yaz. We're still missing John Brebbia, who's like a key piece to our bullpen. And we're missing a good amount of, a good chunk of these guys that are major contributors to our team. And, I mean, when you start factoring those guys into a playoff race, like, you feel very good about where you're at.
Well, not only that, Alex, when you look at it, so you go play in their yard, you know, okay, the noise is up there, you block it out, get the earplugs in, get the ice in the veins, and don't worry about it. Because they got to get 27 outs the other way too. So you steal a win there or whatever. Now the pressure becomes on them. And basically, for all these prognosticators that are out there saying, "Well, this team's going to roll this team," well, you still got to play the game now that we know who's going to win. And the pressure becomes on them, because then you guys are playing on house money, because they're figuring you're not going to beat those guys. That would be the way I look at it. Yeah,
I agree with that 100%. I think that's what makes us so scary, too. We're so good.
Yeah.
The pitching's so good that we're not really a team you want to see in a short series, just because we can really pitch.
Well, and not only that, not another team out there that has a consistent Duvall coming out of that pen, and you guys got some setup guys to get to him, so that's dangerous. You cut that game in half, you get your starters like Cobb and Webb and some of these guys going 6-7, start to cut the game on these teams, then you got 106-mile-an-hour heat coming from Duvall. That's dangerous in itself.
Absolutely. Like I said, we feel very good throwing the ball like with all of our guys that pitch. And, I mean, when you start factoring in, you know, these guys getting healthy on the offensive side, I think we're a dangerous team.
Hey, you're in Atlanta, and I know you're going to be going to Philly, and we'll be talking about that next week when the Braves come into San Francisco for our weekly podcast. The best foods in Atlanta, man, Southern. It's going to be some of the good stuff, man. So I can think of Southern fried chicken. I mean, a lot of great stuff. Might not be too good, but, you know, a little run here and there, run it off. But the South must have some great food down there, my friend.
Oh, so good. I think you look at, I mean, the barbecue here is wonderful. Just like the anything fried here is so good. And I think the cornbread, all the Southern food, man, that's just, oh, I'll eat way too much here.
Well, not only that, the hole-in-the-wall place has got to be the best. I mean, you get in some of them, and somebody recommends you, and you go there, and it's like, oh, my gosh, the food here. I got to bring this, you know, chef back with me to San Francisco or something, or vice versa, or, it's, you know, or make more trips to Atlanta. But the food down there, what's your favorite down there, and what would be the place you would recommend if somebody hasn't been to Atlanta?
I don't know. Last year was my first time being in Atlanta, actually, since I was 18.
Okay.
18. So I really don't have anything. I mean, I used to go to Atlanta Wings, which is kind of just a little hole-in-the-wall wing place that one of my teammates used to always take me to. But, I mean, other than that, I really don't have anything.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. In Philadelphia, doing a show out of Philly with the guys and stuff out there and Marianne and great moderator in the business. Boy, you got to get yourself a cheesesteak out there when you get to Philly and run up to that Liberty Bell, and that's a nice city for some food, too, I could imagine.
Absolutely. Last year, I remember going to Katz with the other place right across the street from there. And then, honestly, the cheesesteak in the clubhouse the guys make in there might be the best.
Oh, yeah. And then you come anywhere else and you go, no, that's not like Philly. You know, I think with some of these foods and everything, it's all going to be about the water. If you go to Boston, it's the pizza. It's going to be about the water. That's probably why they ship it out to the West Coast sometimes. But I think the water plays a big ingredient in anything. Would you imagine so?
100%. I mean, they always talk about the New York water. That's what makes the bagels the best. And, you know, I think I'm into it. I agree. I believe it, especially now I travel in a bunch. Like, water in New York does just taste a lot better, I think.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Last question, and then we'll let you enjoy the city before you take on the Braves, and I hope you sweep those guys. And now my cousin out there in Alpharetta is going to say something to me about it, but that's okay. If you weren't dealing with baseball, if you weren't playing baseball or anything, what occupation would you want to get in and why?
Honestly, I think I would try to be a professional golfer. I think I did this whole baseball thing, and the golf brings that same piece to where you go, and there's so many different things to work on. There's so many different things to suck at, and it's just a ton of fun and something I'm pretty good at. So I think if I wasn't playing baseball and the funds were unlimited, I would definitely be trying to play professional golfer.
Well, I'll definitely be leaning on you. I think the last time I played was miniature golf, and there was about 10 of us, and we put a little money in the pot on it. I was 4 strokes behind in the last couple, I think in second back nine, and came back and stole the pot. The guy that had the lead the whole way couldn't believe it, but then we went out and bought pizza and stuff, so everybody had a fun time. But, yeah, the competition level in miniature golf, went to a whole different angle on that one. I definitely have to take lessons from you. Been blessed enough to cover the Buicks and stuff in San Diego, and golf's a great sport, and I really enjoy talking to you about it and watching it. Hey, as we wrap this thing up, my friend, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you before we reconvene next week with the same team, but in your backyard.
They can find me on Twitter, and that's AMBURG, the number one, and that's on Twitter.
Okay, my brother, enjoy the weekend in Atlanta. Take the Braves out. Get up to Philly. Do some damage with those guys. I'll talk to you next Friday from San Francisco, my friend.
Thank you so much. Talk to you Friday.
That's Alex in Atlanta. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We're like peanut butter and jelly here. Steve Carlton, Tim McCarver. We get it. Chemistry goes each and every week. We'll talk to you next Friday from San Francisco. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you again, Alex.